everybody. I'm James Hatton, and it is time for another episode of IJOV, Inside Joke, Outside Voice, where the responses are in the moment and out of thin air. We are going to start with our first game of the night, and it is called Half. In this game, the players will be given a scene, and they will have 2 minutes to perform that scene. After 2 minutes, they will have to do the same scene in 1 minute, then 30 seconds, possibly going down even further, depending on how things go. This is going to start with Rob, Big Matt, and Becky. Becky, you and Big Matt are doing the rounds of security guards, and you just caught Rob, the cat burglar, breaking in. Start when you're ready.
Hey.
Sir, what the hell are you doing here?
Hi. Is this I was trying to find the
Sir, put down the cats.
What?
You heard her.
Cats. Are you
Sir, open your jacket.
I don't Do you have a warrant?
No.
I don't have to open my jacket for you if you don't have a warrant.
Sir, at least pull up your pants.
Do you have a warrant?
I don't need to have a warrant. This is public indecency. Pull up your pants.
Number one, we're not in public. We're in your warehouse. And number two, I may not be a legal, scholarly lawyer type, but I'm fairly certain that I don't have to do anything if you don't have a warrant.
Sir, what's this?
That would be a cat.
Yeah, and where'd it come from?
Your
purse? Jacket. Your jacket.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Sir, I am going to have to ask you to take your jacket off right now.
I'm going to need to speak with your supervisor, sir.
Becky, you're my supervisor.
Yeah. How can I help you?
I'm going to need to speak with your supervisor, ma'am.
Sir, I'm at the top. This is my warehouse. I own it. And you're in here with no pants and a jacket full of cats.
I mean, this is private property. We are security on private property.
I fail to see your point, ma'am.
Go.
Fucking pull your pants on.
Unbelievable. Back to the top with 1 minute on the clock. Good luck.
Sir.
Hi.
Freeze.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
Nothing. Just looking for the
Sir, what's in your jacket?
Are those cats?
Do you have a warrant?
Pull up your pants.
Do you have a warrant?
I don't need a warrant for pants. Pull up your pants.
I'm not one of those legally lawyer knowledge types, but I'm fairly certain I don't have to do anything you tell me if you don't have a
Sir, what's this?
You don't have a warrant. That is a cat.
Right.
Yeah.
Open your jacket,
please. Get out
your jacket. I fail to see the point you're trying to make.
Okay. Zipper down for the jacket. Pants up.
I want to speak to both of your supervisors.
My supervisor right here.
Yeah. How can I help you?
I want to speak to your supervisor.
I own this warehouse, sir. You have a jacket full of cats.
There we go. And now 30 seconds. Start when you're ready.
Freeze. So what are you doing here?
Where's your warrant?
Pants.
Open your jacket.
I don't have to. No.
Pants.
Why do you have cats?
No. No cats. Pants. No pants. No pants. Warrant.
Sir, what's this?
Says it on the sign. That's a cat.
Pants.
Where's your manager?
I own this warehouse.
She's my manager. Pants.
Pants.
15. 3. 2. Go.
What are you doing here?
Warrant.
You have cats in your jacket.
No.
Pants.
Pull up your pants.
Pants.
Manager. Sir, what's this?
Cat.
The think we could call it there, because seven is just going to be pants. All
Samwise is very confused right now.
Pants!
Thanks, bud.
That poor cat.
Your cat is like, what the fuck?
Yeah, the cat's like,
it's just like, say hi, and then we'll say bye. Nope. Okay. Pants. All right.
He definitely passed the quiet place test. That's great.
Let's move on to a game we call Alphabet. This is going to be for all five folks in the house. In this game, I'll be providing a letter and you'll be performing a scene where each following person will have to use the next letter of the alphabet. I can speak English.
Hell yeah.
The order will go as follows. Jason, Matt, Big Matt, Becky, Rob. Your starting letter will be R, and your scene is the five of you are all about to form Voltron. Letter R, Jason, we start with you.
Ready, team?
Somebody's not paying attention.
Take it away.
Unicorns. Can we turn into unicorns?
Wait, unicorns? Aren't we lions?
Which one of you rejects is going to form the head?
X marks the spot, and that is me.
Yo, I was the ass last week. I want to be the head this week.
Zebras? I'll go with zebras, if not unicorns.
Albert always gets to be the ass. Why doesn't anybody else get a shot at being the ass?
Bean. I want to be the bean.
Can we transform into Voltron once without having this whole conversation?
Dude, just fucking make the lion thing and the noise and let's be the big robot. God damn it.
Enough. Albert, be the ass.
Fuck off. He always gets to be the ass.
Guys, I can hear the theme song. It's almost over. What are we doing?
Hell if I know. Somebody's got to be the ass. It ain't going to be me, Albert.
I'm not being the ass again, okay? Look, I saw Human Centipede. I am not doing this again.
Just one more time. Just be the ass one more time.
Kevin, can you talk some sense into him, please?
Let me just... the button's right here. I could restart the song. We could take it from the top.
Maybe we should be addressing the who's the head, who's the ass situation at base later.
No. I'm not doing it again. I can only take so much assness.
Oh my God. You're all being asses right now.
Petty. So fucking petty, Albert.
Queen Rita has destroyed all of fucking Hill Valley. Way to go, assholes.
Really? Then I think we get the rest of the day off, don't we?
So I'm just heading out. You know, fuck you guys. I am not doing this again. It's just humiliating. I know.
Form blazing ass.
Well done, Albert, everyone. Is fucking tired.
We've got a new super move. It really involves you. We bend over and we spray a poison glass cloud.
We call it the Prince Albert.
We've installed flaps that'll go brrrr.
James All got right. it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Our next game is called Hello Caller. In this, Jason is going to be hosting a radio program and callers such as Big Matt, Becky, and regular Matt will be calling in. Tonight's topic, they say that the Titanic is unsinkable. What are your predictions? Jason, start the show at your leisure.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Shipping Times show. Working title. Tonight, we've got big news coming out of
somewhere in Ireland, shipyard, yeah, whatever. White Star Lines has the launch of their new famous, or soon-to-be famous ship, the Titanic, heralded as unsinkable. Now, we've got callers coming in on the telegraphs. Let's see, caller number one, what are your thoughts on this situation?
Hey there, long time, right? But you know what, see, this is the thing. So I heard they were cutting corners. And I heard it's because there was a certain type of people that are going out on this first this first cruise, right? And I'm not going to say what kind of people we're talking about here, but they might be lizard people. And, you know, so if they're cutting corners and they're not using the right kind of bolts and they're not using the right kind of buoyancy, then what's going to happen? That's all I'm asking. I'm just asking questions here. I'm not saying anything, but I feel like we should ask these questions. Thank you. I'll hang up and listen to your reply.
Yeah, I appreciate the thoughts there, sir. But the only question I have is, did you mean boys at sea or buoyancy? Anyway, next caller. Go ahead.
Yes, I just think it's deplorable that there are pores on the boat. And I think it should sink.
And rightly so, madam. I also understand there's a lot of Greeks and Spanish and maybe even some Krauts involved. Truly disgusting times we live in.
Truly. I hate them all.
And we appreciate your patriotism. Next caller.
Hello, I'm calling from the belly of the Titanic.
Oh, impressive, most impressive, sir. Very good to talk to you. How are things down there?
Well, we're just kind of doing our thing, you know, but I guarantee it will be unsinkable. I guarantee it. I'll tell you why. It's because we're drunk as a bunch of Irishmen down here, and we're welding everything together as good as we can. In between rounds of excessive drinking, of course.
Ah, good to hear, good to hear. I do hear that the methanol in the Jameson helps with the burning of the metals to actually do the welding down there.
Yes, and it also gets you real fucked up.
Excellent. Good to hear. You've got the right attitude there, sir. Very good.
So anyway, I just want to say that iceberg or no iceberg, this thing is...
And the collar has fallen off. Interesting. They were just about to pass into the far north of the Atlantic there, so hopefully nothing bad happened. Do we have another caller?
I think they're all falling off a door.
Oh, we're all going to hell.
I appreciate the fact that you've angered mostly Europe, and that's okay. Yeah.
Now, this is why. When I said certain people, I went with lizard people.
Yeah. I get it.
We're done.
We know what you meant. Stop.
The real Becky loves all people.
Yes.
Well, what I love is our next game, which is called Coming Soon. A game in which the players will be going in a round robin, each adding a sentence to a movie trailer. The players are Rob, Matt, and Jason. The name of the movie, Daycare of Death, a psychological thriller for the ages. Start when you're ready.
It can be real murder taking care of kids.
And sometimes it can be deadly to be a kid.
When the bed count is equal to the head count.
That's when, you know, things have gone awry.
There's going to be a timeout, but not for a snack.
This summer, nap time is permanent.
Starring Jared Leto.
And Michael Shannon.
With Vin Diesel as Baby Timmy.
You'll never want to go to recess again.
That is, if you survive
the day.
What's wrong, baby? What's your mommy?
You leave me alone or you're gonna be in trouble.
Hello, I am not credited in this movie, but I have a line.
Just wait till my family hears about this.
Coming this October.
Daycare of Death, coming soon.
I feel like Rob really wanted to use his family soundbite this entire thing.
I want to see Michael Shannon as every role.
I love Michael Shannon.
I do too. Baby, have a corona.
And if you listen closely, you will hear the sound. That sound that says it is time for our last game of the night. This is a game called Town Council Debate. We will be leading a town council on a debate on a topic. The topic tonight: should dancing remain illegal in town? Speaking for the pro, we have Big Matt. Speaking anti, we have Becky. The floor cedes to Matt to hear opening arguments.
So I'm going to just say, you know, when you're dancing with people, you're really close to them, and you get feels. You catch feels. Your things get, like, you know, pointy, and then you get vibes, and all of a sudden, like, you know, all of a sudden, you're not leaving room for Christ. And I feel like if you don't do that, then you're sinning. And I don't want to be the people that lead the children to sin. Thank you.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Becky, a response?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Dancing is from God. God created it. God created our bodies, and God created our feet, and our feet move along with the rest of our bodies. So what's the problem?
I don't remember the verse in Psalms that said Jesus did the Harlem Shuffle, okay? It wasn't in there. If it's not in there, we're not doing it.
Nobody's talking about doing the Harlem Shuffle, okay? We're talking about some square dancing. We're talking about having some clean fun with Jesus right in the middle.
So you're saying line dancing is a good alternative and that's safe.
That is safe. It is as close to Christ as you can get.
Okay, so last Tuesday night at the White Swallow, I was out there. We were doing the honky-tonk. We had the whole line going, and I was a little bit drunk. But I looked over at Jimmy, and, you know, he looked good in them jeans. And I started to feel feels, and those feels were sin. So I cannot be okay with this. And that was line dancing.
Jesus loves you, and Jesus loves Jimmy. And maybe you two should just get it over with already. Dance your heart out. Dance it out.
What are we teaching our children? What are we teaching our children? Next thing you know, they're going to be Taylor Swifting around here. Okay.
Okay, you're right. I won't allow Taylor Swift in here.
Finally, they agree.
I just want to say that I love dancing.
All right, Travis Kelce, shut up.
I wanted to point out, everybody remembers Psalms 436 when Jesus said, "Step back, you're dancing kind of close. I feel a little bump coming through on you."
So which is the psalm that just said, "Lean back"?
Yeah.
It's a psalm of Fat Joe, I believe.
Matt looked over and Jimmy had them apple bottom jeans.
That's exactly.
Boots with the fur. You know, you catch a feel.
God, Jimmy.
I was on the same track, Rob.
I didn't even think you noticed.
Over Jimmy, he had them apple bottom jeans.
Look, you ain't never seen that man. You ain't never seen that man bell hay, okay?
Matt had to stop making goddamn milkshakes because he kept bringing all the boys to the yard.
While we were deciding the fate of a small southern town that doesn't allow dance,
definitely
the computer was letting us know that Big Matt's the winner for tonight.
Yay!
Recount. and steal.
For that victory, you get to go dance with Jimmy, and you also get to tell us where to find you out on the internet.
Well, I know where you can find my heart, and that's over with Jimmy. So you can find me at Facebook and Instagram at Matt Nislanik VO, also on ACX at Matthew Nislanik, and Audible.
Jason.
You can find me twerking over there on twitch.tv/welladjustedgamer or at jpollardvo.com if you're nasty.
Hell yeah.
Matt.
Well, I don't boot, scoot, nor boogie around any parts of the internet, but you can find me in this here box. And you can also find me here in this box. So support your local arts.
Becky.
Well, you can find me on ACX because you know you want your book narrated by this voice.
Hell yeah.
Darlin, I think they do.
Rob.
Oh, Darlene.
Hi.
Hi.
You can find us over at ijov.net, which has cast files for all of our cast members. It also has all of the links that you can find us on our various social media platforms. So make sure you go and follow us on our social medias. And it has our link for our YouTube. So go like and subscribe to make sure that you get notifications when we drop new episodes so you can listen to them right away.
And I think that covers it. I'm not going to do a Southern voice because my wife will kill me. But if you want to cut foot loose with me, you can do it at Red Voice on all of the socials. Thank you all for watching. IJOV will be back next time.
Y'all come back now when you get hitched near
Southern, Southern Pride episode.
Hell yuck. Hell yuck.